who was taking it all in with the air of a connoisseur. "That's a Turnbull Mark III micro lathe, isn't it? I saw that in their catalogue. Very nice indeed."
"I didn't ask anyone for an assistant," said Jeremy. "Who sent you?"
"We are Igor's, sir."
"Yes, you said. Look, I don't..."
"No, sir. We are Igor's, sir. The organisation, sir."
"What organisation?"
"For placements, sir. You see, sir, the thing is, an Igor often finds himself between masters, through no fault of his own, you see, and, on the other hand..."
"You have two thumbs," breathed Jeremy, who had just noticed and couldn't stop himself. "Two on each hand."
"Oh, yes, sir. Very handy," said Igor, not even glancing down. "On the other hand, there is no shortage of people wanting an Igor, so my Aunt Igorina runs our select little agency."
"For lots of Igors?" said Jeremy.
"Oh, there's a fair number of us. We're a big family."
Igor handed Jeremy a card. He read, "We are Igors, a spare hand when needed. The Old Rat House, Bart Schuschein, C-Mail, Yes Master, Uberwald." Jeremy stared at the semaphore address. His normal ignorance of anything that wasn't to do with clocks did not apply here. He'd been quite interested in the new cross-continent semaphore system after hearing that it made quite a lot of use of clockwork mechanisms to speed up the message flow. So you could send a clax message to hire an Igor. Well, that explained the speed, at least. "Rathaus," he said. "That means something like a council hall, doesn't it?"
"Normally, sir. Normally," said Igor reassuringly.
"Do you really have semaphore addresses in Uberwald?"
"Oh, yes. We are ready to grasp the future with both hands, sir."
"And four thumbs?"
"Yes, sir. We can grasp like anything."
"And then you mailed yourself here?"
"Certainly, sir. We Igors are no strangers to discomfort."
Jeremy looked down at the paperwork he'd been handed, and a name caught his eye. The top paper was signed, in a way at least. There was a message in neat capitals, as neat as printing, and a name at the end. "He will be useful, Le Jean." He remembered. "Oh, Lady Le Jean is behind this. She had you sent to me."
"That's correct, sir."
Feeling that Igor was expecting more of him, Jeremy made a show of reading through the rest of what turned out to be references. Some of them were written in what he could only hope was dried brown ink. One was in crayon, and several were singed around the edges. They were all fulsome. After a while, though, a certain tendency could be noted amongst the signatories. "This one is signed by someone called Mad Dr. Scoop," he said.
"Oh, he wasn't actually named Mad, sir. It was more like a nickname, as it were."
"Was he mad, then?"
"Who can say, sir?" said Igor calmly.
"And Crazed Baron Ha-Ha? It says under reason for leaving that he was crushed by a burning windmill."
"Case of mistaken identity, sir."
"Really?"
"Yes, sir. I understand the mob mistook him for screaming Dr. Berserk, sir."
Oh, yes. Jeremy glanced down. "Who you also worked for, I see."
"Yes, sir."
"And who died of blood poisoning?"
"Yes, sir. Caused by a dirty pitchfork."
"And Nipsey the Impaler?"
Would you believe he ran a kebab shop, sir?"
"Did he?"
"Not conventionally, though, sir."
"You mean he was mad too?"
Well, he did have his little ways, I must admit, but an Igor never passes judgment on his master or mistress, sir. That is the code of the Igors, sir," he added patiently. "It would be a funny old world if we were all alike, sir."
Jeremy was completely baffled as to his